Sense and Sensibility is the latest Jane Austen novel to be adapted for the screen. British actress Emma Thompson wrote the adaptation, and she also stars as the more reserved sister Eleanor. The film is directed by Ang Lee, who grew up in Taiwan. Guest film critic Steve Weinberg has this review.
For some reason, Jane Austen's crinoline style and bracing pre-Victorian spirit keep eluding her adapters. The recent film of Persuasion threw her characters into a distinctly mid-90s snit. The new Sense and Sensibility, adapted by Emma Thompson and directed by the Chinese filmmaker Ang Lee, is off by fewer decades than Persuasion. It plays like a late 19th century melodrama, with interludes of romantic masochism better suited to Emily Bronte. The ingenue, jilted by her lover, courts pneumonia when she wanders rain-soaked in the direction of his mansion. In Austen's version, she gets sick because she's careless, not distracted by amorous disappointment. There's no doubt that Sense and Sensibility is more satisfying than Persuasion. It's funnier, better acted, and much prettier. The opening scenes at Norland, the home the Dashwood family, a widow and her three daughters, are obliged to leave when the inheritance falls on the only son, are photographed by Michael Coulter in sumptuous Easter blues, with sun-drenched interiors. When they move to Barton Park, he switches to the deep turquoise landscapes of Constable's paintings. The costumes are exquisite, and the houses look like fairy tale castles. The two older sisters, Eleanor and Marianne, represent the opposites in the title. Kate Winslet plays Marianne, whose feelings are right on the surface. She hurls herself into raptures when Willoughby, played by handsome, huge-eyed Greg Wise, makes love to her, and into fits of despair when he proves untrue. Eleanor, Emma Thompson, is more circumspect and contains her emotions, even when she learns that the man she adores, Hugh Grant, is secretly engaged to another. The movie, like the novel, is balanced on the contrast between them.
Good work, Marianne. You've covered Shakespeare, Scott, all forms of poetry. Another meeting will ascertain his views on nature and romantic attachments, and then you will have nothing left to talk about, and the relationship will be over.
I suppose I have erred against decorum. I should have been dull and spiritless and talked only of the weather or the state of the roads.
No, but Mr. Willoughby can be in no doubt of your enthusiasm for him.
Why should he doubt it? Why should I hide my regard?
No particular reason, only that we know so little of him.
But time alone does not determine intimacy. 7 years would be insufficient to make some people acquainted with each other, and 7 days can be more than enough for others.
Or 7 hours in this case.
Newcomer Kate Winslet gives a sharply edged, full-hearted performance. Emma Thompson brings to her lines all the color and music we've come to expect of her, and her amazingly clever double takes. She's a brilliant comedian. But she seems a little old to be playing this role, partly perhaps because we've seen her do other roles like it. The movie offers splendid supporting comics. Elizabeth Spriggs as the old gossip, Mrs. Jennings, an affable tub of a woman, and Imelda Staunton and Hugh Laurie as her daughter and son-in-law, as hilarious and benign a mismatch as Jack Spratt and his wife. I was less happy with the casting of Alan Rickman as Marianne's other suitor, Colonel Brandon. Rickman looks great in waistcoats, and his voice is like crinkled silk. But he's too poignant. His romantic ardor helps to weigh down the picture, to sentimentalize it. Austen wrote comedies of manners. Intermittently, that's what Ang Lee's film tries for. But the movie's approach to the Marianne-Willoughby-Brandon plot alters Austen's tone and style, and not for the better. Melodrama is easier, and it's always a crowd-pleaser, especially in a year when the Merchant Ivory pictures have been so dismal. But Austen planted her novels on drier ground, and Lee's film never reaches it.
Steve Weinberg writes for the Boston Phoenix and teaches at College of the Holy Cross.